Seal's version of the song "The Change Is Gonna Come." Aretha Franklin did that. Sam Cooke as well, and the Gospel. My name is Anogbe. Very good morning. You're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. So Nigerians have been talking about change now for many years. How many elections have I witnessed? Okay, let's leave that alone. 1999, we had an election. 2003, 2007, 2011, 2015. 2019, and next year we're going to have 2023. Have Nigerians seen the change that they desire?
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Politics is a process. Some members of political parties decide at some point when an election is approaching that they would like to be elected into certain positions, and then they're called aspirants. That they pick up a form, and then the process begins from there. The first thing you must note as a Nigerian who's listening to me this morning, from wherever you're listening from, if you're not a member of a political party, you have extricated yourself from that process. Yes, you cannot be an aspirant. So before we get into the matter of, oh, they're giving us a choice between choosing the deep blue sea and the devil, know that if you're not part of a political party, you have from the beginning agreed that you don't mind picking between the devil and the deep blue sea. My name is Enoagbevere. This morning we'll talk about delegates and the role that they play in picking who becomes the candidate. Yes, aspirants in the first instance, they go through a process, they are screened, and then we move. My guest this morning, Honorable Collins Odu, a chieftain of the APC in River State, leader Obi Akpo, and former member of River State House Assembly 2007 to 2011. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and good morning, Rivers people.
On this side, we have Dr. Obinna Awodim. He is the Department of Political and Administrative Studies, Faculty of Social Sciences, University of Port Harcourt. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Good morning, Nigerians.
All right, so let's start with Honorable Collins Odu. You're a party man. You know how it works. So tell us, how does it start?
Good morning once again. It starts with the individual who wants to run an election. An election is a process where somebody is selected to represent others. Their interests speak for them, and then ensure that the dividends of democracy is delivered to them. So it starts with the individual indicating interest. So if he indicates interest, that will then lead to the process where members of the party will now delegate some persons to act on their behalf.
Okay. So all of us can't go be governor, we can't go be House of Reps members, House of Assembly members. So there has to be that one person, right?
Yes.
And that person is an aspirant in the first instance, a party
you
member.
Must first indicate interest, yeah.
So all of us in the party can't even vote for that person. So we need to select delegates to do that. So how does that happen?
It starts with all members of the party that are registered, that are in that particular area of catchment.
Okay.
That are registered. They come together as one body, and then they elect those who will represent them, because like you said, not everybody will be present to elect. So these persons they will elect now becomes the delegates to do the functions for them. These delegates have their complete delegation, as in they have the responsibility to think for the entire persons, think rightly, and then elect the most capable person to represent them, taking into consideration his antecedents, his background, and what he can do.
Okay, prospects, right? What we know and what we believe the person can do. Right?
Yeah, sure.
But I hear that there's an automatic delegate list. How does that come about?
Yes, it's the same process. Like I told you, the entire members of a particular party will meet in that catchment and then elect somebody that will represent them, and that person becomes a delegate. Then on the other hand, statutory delegates are those who, through the positions they've held, are listed in the constitution as those who are automatic in every function that the party will carry out. Assuming they want to have a Congress, there are statutory delegates, they are elected delegates. So these statutory delegates are based on the positions they held before.
Okay.
So automatically they are delegates.
So we have former House of Reps members?
We have former House of Reps members.
Senators?
It has levels.
Okay.
If you want to have a national Congress,
okay,
there are statutory delegates to that. There are those who qualify to be statutory delegates in that Congress.
Mm.
And if you have a state Congress, there are those who qualify to be statutory delegates. Like a former River State House of Assembly member is not a statutory delegate in the national, but House officers.
Okay.
House officers. House officers are those who held official functions like Speaker, Deputy Speaker,
leader,
and all of that. Those are the House officers. They are automatic delegates on national congresses. So now in states, former and present House of Assembly members are statutory delegates.
Mm.
In local government, it goes that way.
Like so local government chairmen?
Local government chairmen are not, okay, except current.
Okay, so
serving.
Sitting, okay.
Yeah, but past are not.
Okay.
You know, so then councillors are not. But if you go to local government congresses, all of these persons, so the hierarchy moves in that order.
So governors, where are they?
All governors are statutory for life, both ward, local government, state and national, they are delegates.
Interesting.
They are delegates.
Interesting. So we have all these people that he's mentioned that have sat in those offices before, and he's saying depending on what the party is looking to do at that point. But bottom line,
let me clear one thing.
Okay.
Let me clear one thing. You see, if you belong to any of these positions I mentioned, National Assembly, Governor, House of Assembly, if you got that position in another party, if you're in Party B, you are still automatic.
Once you are, you
once,
are.
Once you are, you are. So it doesn't matter which party you got the position from. So that's why.
Okay, interesting. So what he has said basically that these people, they've occupied positions and in some way they're going to keep determining who gets the ticket.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the elected delegates are the ones that, assuming we have a Congress now, or we have a primaries now, these statutory delegates are automatic. Then the wards and the local governments will have their own congresses to elect the few, usually five. It depends on the party constitution. To elect the few, that will now add to the
statutory delegates
and make up the entire delegates.
Hmm. Okay. Doctor, it's your turn. So, for some people, we hear the words delegate. They don't understand the depth of the enormity of the responsibility before them. Let's hear what you think.
Well, let me start by saying that different parties have their own operational structure.
Okay.
I'm sure that the Honorable is talking from the perspective of his party, and of course there are big parties, there are small parties and all that. So the delegates have responsibilities, just like you mentioned. They are representatives of the people or party members who are supposed, because everybody can't be there,
mm-hmm,
particularly at the state or national level. Here, in the context in which we are discussing, let's talk about the two major parties in Nigeria, the APC and the PDP. By virtue of the population of the country, by virtue of the fact that a few years ago, the PDP prided itself as the largest party
in Africa.
It does mean that the membership of the party should be running into millions.
Mm-hmm.
And so not everybody can actually go into that arena to elect representatives that will fly the party flag. And so these representatives are selected amongst party members to do that, to carry out that responsibility. And so it means that the responsibility of who flies the party flag lies on the hands of the delegates.
100%.
And it's an enormous responsibility because it determines the next run of elections, 4 years, 8 years, and all that. And so every delegate in the political system has that responsibility. And so the party, whichever party is concerned, is very careful in actually selecting those delegates.
But that's for the elected delegates, but for the statutory ones, their hands are tied, literally.
Yeah, the hands are tied. And, well, let me not be running faster than my shadows, but I want to say that given the nature and character of Nigerian politics, elected delegates are supposed to actually make choices, right, out of their free volition, because just as we have now, you find that there are so many aspirants, and you find out that delegates have their choices, because the aspirants go around, you know, consulting, canvassing for support and all that and all that. But at the end of the day, you find that delegates speak in one voice most times when they go for elections, right? For instance, you hear or you find out that delegates from a particular state or a particular constituency are supporting a particular candidate and all that. And so that is the power of delegates. And you also find out that given the kind of party structure we operate, there's a control of the decision of delegates. That's the way the nature and character of the Nigerian politics, you know, makes us see, you know, in this claim.
Do you think that's a good thing?
No, it's never a good thing, because it ties the hands of delegates, right? It's not a good thing, because when you are not free to express your opinion, nobody can say it's a good thing. You know, it's still part of the kind of politics we operate in this part of the world.
All right, Colin Sodu, tell us, how is it that most times they speak in one voice? Well, what's the catch?
Yeah, before I go into that, let me correct an impression. Something he said. He said that PDP wants...
A few years ago, they said they were the largest party in Africa.
Yeah, they did say so.
Well, he didn't go for that to mention the largest party in Africa right now.
Yeah. At least for now, it is the largest opposition party.
When you have disqualified them, you let us know which is the largest party in Africa. I know your answer will be APC.
Sure.
Very well. So let's get this going. And then to state that delegates are tied.
I beg to disagree with that.
Because before a candidate is elected, there is, in our political system, there is consensus selection, there is indirect primaries, and there is direct primaries. Before these processes, the aspirants will present themselves and every delegate will look through. So by the time they live with these people, so by the time they are there to make decisions, it's either done by consensus, because consensus will be done and will be ratified on the primaries day. So it's not right to say their hands are tied, because they look at all of these and then deliberate on it and take a decision and move.
Do they actually have meetings where they do this?
Oh yeah, a lot of meetings go on. Otherwise, people would disagree. No, you get to a place where a delegate will say, I'm not informed. I don't know about this. This is who I think should be, and this is who I'm supporting. There's nothing you can do about it.
So that happens during the deliberations.
Yeah, getting a consensus happens after several deliberations.
You've been in a few of these. What exactly did you and your other, you know, delegates, what were you looking out for?
Yeah, we look at people who are not selfish. People who have the interests of those they are representing.
But that's what they tell everyone. I've not heard any.
And those who have vision.
You're saying the words that we are known to hear from the beginning. I'm a selfless leader, or he's a selfless leader, or she's a selfless leader.
No. Like I said, we interact with these aspirants, and you know them by their.
Okay, you know footsteps. Them for who they really are.
So you deliberate, and you know. You get from a bit to the left, a bit to the right, and at the end of the day, you come up with somebody you know that, yes, he will deliver the dividends of democracy.
Is that what really comes tops, or it's a person who would win, who would likely win the party the ticket?
What endears people to others? It is the ability to carry out your functions diligently, satisfy the public that has elected you. In terms of the official duties, in terms of public relations and all of that, all are put together. And in all of the aspirants, you get one that is better than the rest.
Are we still talking about Nigeria?
You see, one thing is that people are negative about activities in Nigeria. Achievement is not a rocket science. It comes with steps. And that is why you see Nigeria the way it is now. The current president of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, came up with various policies that has put Nigeria on the track of development. Forget if things are difficult. It definitely will be difficult. I know that gold goes through hard burning before it becomes the real gold you see. We are going through a process. He has put in place. One, people are now conscious of the fact that if you don't use the people's resources well, you will one day pay for it. So with that consciousness, people are now developing. People are doing all that they are doing it so that the resources of the masses will be well utilized. But it depends on your ability to think. There are those who can think and take care of all sectors of the economy. Sorry to say, in Rivers State, all of us know that previous regimes had taken care of all sectors of the economy. Talk about students' welfare, talk about education, put all put together, commerce, entertainment, all of them put together. But in this current regime, sorry to say that the policy trust is flyover.
Okay, let's focus on what we're talking about. Doc,
yes.
He's saying that they look out for a person who's done this, who's done that, the PR report got to me personally, but because I hear many times on radio, people call and say, oh, we voted them, or they went to Abuja. They have one small constituency office here. We don't see them until it's Christmas. We don't see them until when they're coming to look for votes. So are these the same people he's referencing?
Sure, they are, because we live with them. We see them. We feel what happens. They really are. Just as we are now, we are seeing them come back to us, conversing for votes, support, and all that. You now see them dying with the people and all whatnot. Shortly after now, you won't see them again. It starts from, particularly from the local level to the top and all that. And that is the problem. Of representation in the Nigerian setting. They come, they woo people, and then at the end of the day, they, go back and you don't see them any longer. They don't actually live to fulfill their electoral promises on the citizens. So it's the problem we have in this part of the world.
And why does it still happen again and again and again?
Yeah, it happens that way because of the kind of citizenship we have.
Oh, the people.
Yeah. One, we have a very weak civil society in which, because the people have enormous powers. For crying out loud, this is a democracy, like we call it. And the people out there, whether it's at the representative level or at the executive level, are representing the people. But Nigerians have not used the power of what they have in their hands actually to ensure that those they elect to represent them do the right thing. For instance, we've never used the power of recall.
Tried it with Jinomelai, it didn't work.
We've never used the power of recall and all that. All we do is just shout, talk on radio, talk on social media, or write on social media and all that. But if the elected representatives know that the citizens have these powers with them, I mean, they will actually do the bidding of the citizens and all that. So that's where we find ourselves.
All right, but it starts with who the delegates would select and bring up as flag bearers, whatever level or capacity that they're looking out, position they're looking out to occupy. When I drew in for Port Harcourt, we're looking at the task before delegates. Commercial will play and then the conversation continues right here. You can join via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Nigerian for PH. You can also call the studio lines. They're scrolling on socials. Honorable Colin Sordo, ABC Chieftain, leader, you know, Biapo, former member of River State House Assembly 2007 to 2011 is my guest. Also, Dr. Obinna Awodim of the Department of Political and Administrative Studies, Faculty of Social Sciences, University of Port Harcourt. My name is Enoch Bavire. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for tuning in. We continue the conversation, the task before the delegates. A former lawmaker is here, a lecturer is here as well. And we'll come to you at this time. What do you think they should put forward? He said that they look at antecedents and someone who can perform, who's got PR and all that. But from what we've seen over time, it looks like a far cry. More likely the person who has the money and the power. Isn't that what really happened?
No, I disagree. Well, like what I said, you look at people who have prospects, those who can add value to the system. Add value. Meaningful value to the system, both to the individuals and to the office he's elected to run.
Does it mean then that the question now becomes what value means to that person, the party, and then the electorate?
No, it's a state value. In the case of a state or a federal government, it is the values that everyone expects. We should have light. We should have a good transportation system. All of these things are the necessary things.
Basics. And yeah, we still don't have them. 20-something years and counting after what we call a democracy.
I'm sure we are not where we were before. We're moving.
Are you serious? Power? No, power is worse.
I know that we had not more than 3,000 megawatts of power before President Buhari took office. But now, even if it fluctuates, I think it's between 7,000 and 8,000 megawatts.
So, up to that?
I don't know if it's up to that, but I think it's about that. 7,000 to 7,000 and 8,000. So, but what I'm trying to say is, you check where we were and where we are now.
I'm checking.
Yes. on all sectors, let me use the most prominent one, Transportation Ministry. The changes in that environment is quite impressive, and I think that if we were in the oil boom era, in these past 8 years, they would have been able to conclude all that is needed in the rail system. And then the airways, the waterways, every sector in that economy is moving on very well. You go to labor, you can now see where transparently labor is negotiating with federal government and achieving goals.
The labor leaders that Nigerians have lost faith in?
It's not about the labor leader. It's about
you don't go there because
what
you achieve. When you go there, let's be honest and fair. You will agree with me that the government has performed very, very low in terms of government labor relationship. You know, sitting here as a teacher who has been home for over 2 months now
and getting paid.
No, not getting paid.
Yet.
Not getting paid.
Have you, has your salary ever been withheld because you didn't work?
As I speak with you now, my salary is being withheld.
When? Well, just these 2 months?
Yes.
No, the other times after the strike or during the strike, you weren't paid?
Well, we're being paid at that point. In time. But what we're trying to say is that we cannot be talking about a good relationship between government and labor when all public schools, federal public schools, are under lock and keys for no fault of the employees, right? And we're still talking about renegotiation of an agreement that the government has reached since 2009. And yet the government is still, you know, trying to play some kind of games and all that and all that. No, that's not fair. That you have government, because government, I'm sure that you're going to say that the agreement was reached back before this time, but then government is a continuum, and all a responsible government needs to do is to implement an agreement it has reached. How do you talk about a responsible government when you're not able to implement government year in, year out, and you're spending money? The people see the government spend money, the same money or much more less than they are asking for on other things.
Displaced
priorities.
All right.
Yeah, I have peculiar interest in what he's saying. Yeah. While I sympathize with the students of Nigeria and the lecturers, I want to put side by side so that people will understand that if you are in government or you are representing people, you have limited resources. You have limited resources. The money that accrue to us as revenue has to service several things.
Just like your salary.
When government wants to remove oil subsidy, labor comes in. Government has to satisfy teachers. Government has to satisfy civil servants. All of these expenses are chasing just that few money. And then government has to put things on ground for people to appreciate them. You see, people look at these things in isolation that, look, you just need to attend to us. Where will they get this money from?
All right.
We have loans to service. So what they do is prioritize all that is required and then service them. I will not say that the previous government had the agreement with you. Government is continuous, right? But the amount of money that is available to service these sectors has a lot that is chasing it.
What we should be talking about now is priority, right? What are the priority for any responsible government?
All right, let's stop there. So the priority we're looking at now is the priority for any responsible delegates so that they will throw up the best of the best and not those that cannot manage the scarce resources. Since we were in primary school, they taught us. And doctor, remember?
Not that one.
That is a lie.
Scale of preference, opportunity cost,
and all that. So from time immemorial, there's always been that issue of not enough resources. Maybe it's only God that has all that, but on earth he has it's a different kettle of fish. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. We've seen how the political parties have presented candidates in the past 20 plus years and where we are now. What should be top of mind for the delegates? My guest here, Colin Sodu, is saying that it's not money, it's not power, it's who would do well, the best by the people. On Twitter, we're at Nigerian4PH. On WhatsApp, 0809-0306-416. Kelvin says, no, that's not what we're talking about. I thought delegates were supposed to be pledged to vote for a particular candidate. Weren't delegates supposed to go and vote for who those that elected the delegates wanted them to vote for? As we know, or as we may know, the APC has many presidential aspirants, so I thought a delegate election should have all the aspirants on the ballot, and from there, if the members choose Honorable Colin Sodu as their presidential aspirant, all delegates in the ward of the state are pledged to vote for him. When they assemble the larger platform, at the larger platform, isn't this the basis, please? Okay.
The basis for election, like I said, is who can deliver best. As far as I'm concerned now, in River State, there are two presidential aspirants even. We have Jack Rich, and then we have the Honorable Minister of Transportation. So, like, delegates will look at who is best to deliver what the services as
no, but president. I think what he's saying is, if I made you a House of Assembly member, for example, won't I be telling you who to pick during your delegates meeting?
That was the point I tried to raise. When I said their hands are tight, and you know, we're trying to discuss it off mic here. Because when you see particularly in the major parties, there's a structure of leadership, and you begin to look at the body language of the structure of the leadership. For instance, at the state, the governor is the leader of the party in the state, right? At the national level, the president is the leader of the party, and all eyes are focused on either the governor or the
president.
Or if it is a party that is not in power, the highest political office holder or in that party becomes the leader. Mm. So the body language of that leader is what everybody looks at. If it shifts this way, everybody is.
Like
so, yes. So everybody, he has his interest to protect. Mind you, he also has a political future and all that. There are several other things he has to protect too. Mm. So if he tilts to a particular candidate, all delegates are likely going to follow. So that's where I said that the hands of these delegates are tied.
Brady's on the phone from Borikiri. Good morning. Let's hear you.
Good morning, Ino. And good morning to the guest.
Good morning.
Yes, when you talk about the delegate issue, sometimes it's being influenced by the power brokers. There is no free hand for the grassroots to elect the delegate. Now, when you talk about five-man delegates, as I speak with you, the Congress will not even know where the list will emanate from. And that is what we have been suffering in time past. And how I wish this time around, the grassroots will be really be given the free hand to select those people to go and elect the governors, assemblies, and other positions. It will be better because we are going to 2023. And if we did not really elect people that have passion and have the pedigree to work for the people, we are going to suffer it more. So there should be free hand for the people to elect the five-man super delegate. Thank you.
All right, JJ is on the phone from Omigbo. Good morning, JJ.
Yeah, good morning, Eno, and good morning to the guests in the studio. The wonder I tend to disagree with the lecturer in the studio about AFSU, but that's not the issue right now. I think my brother, Colin Sodu, because I'll soon get an equivalent name like my friend, Ike. So like I was saying, the delegates and what Colin Sodu is saying is what ought to be. Eno, you know that what ought to be and what is right now, they are far cry from each other. We have had stories where delegates, they have booked hotel room for them, and by the time you open the drawer of the room, you see dollars crying everywhere. And at the end of the day, how does the delegate now use his mind when somebody book your room, somebody
Naira,
pay your flight
ticket,
give you everything and all the package instantly? What do you now have to do than to follow up? That is why when they are trying Saddam Hussein the other time, they asked the people, what law are you trying me with? They said Iraq law. They said, no, it's Saddam's law. So most of the leaders, they do their own law with their own people, their assembly and everything before they come in. So it's a far cry. Thank you very much.
All right, Akanto is calling from Bori. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You're on.
Good morning, Roger. Just like what is your job? Who holds the delegates? Who has the structure? Who wrote the names of the world secretary, chairman, provost, and others? To me, no. Direct primary would have been the hallmark, where party members will feel behind somebody who has the prospect of the state at heart, or somebody who has the prospect of the nation at heart. Because as I think that as they are preparing for a delegate election or whatever they call consensus, the same names of those officers, local government officers of the party will be struck out. And who brought you? That's the question. Who brought you? If you come to APC in the state, who brought the ESCO of the world and the SGA ESCO of that party? If they say indirect, they will kill behind what the master said. This is what the master said. You know what we talk about in 19 elder statement gathered somewhere? They must seek the audience of who constitutes them, not what he says. So me, I will advise that any party to opt for direct primary, what will choose leaders that will look at the prospect of the state. Thank you and God bless you all.
Kunabari is calling from Thai. Good morning.
Good morning, Eno. The problem is within us, both the electorate, the delegates, and the leaders. Now, coming to the leaders want to impose their spirit on us, being the electorate or the masses. Someone that at the end of the month, this is what you will give to me as my own basic return. Then such a person will always be listening to you and not listening to the masses again. Then we'll fail from that angle. Coming to the delegates, during every election, the delegates are always hoping that, if I am a delegate, I am assured of a 20,000 or a 50,000, as the case may be. So we'll stray from every angle. Then my suggestion now is, let there be a direct primary. The masses should come out, vote in their own choice. And let the voice of the masses speak, not the voice of the leaders that will impose their own candidates on us. Rivers APC as of today, a case study. Imposing somebody who has not even played a role in the party coming to win, I doubt the possibility. So these are our failures. Let's opt for direct primary. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Would that change anything, in your opinion?
Mini direct primaries, yeah, or indirect primaries? Well, it's not going to change anything. I think that the direct primary, the disadvantages of the direct primaries are so many. One, for instance, it's okay in the sense that people will come to express their individual, will in terms of selecting who represents them. But it's very expensive to run.
To bring everybody on board.
For instance, look at what happened during the campaigns, whatever, that was held at Simakase. I believe those were party faithfuls. And you ask such party faithfuls to actually come and then You can't control that kind of, it's going to be clumsy, it will not, it will be ineffective. But if things were done in a proper manner, I think indirect way of selecting the candidates will make a better sense. For instance, if the individuals are allowed to actually express their will, because no matter what it is, everybody has his own preference, you know. So if you ask somebody to do what is not right, he tells you, no, I want to do what is right and all that. And it saves the individual, it saves the party, it saves the nation of enormous cost and logistics.
All right, let's talk to Collins.
Yes, this is my view. Of course. I believe that these things are semantics. Direct, indirect, and consensus. What is paramount is what I told you about the qualities of the person. Whether we are 100 to vote, we will still be looking at the same thing. I want to differ.
If you are looking at the same thing,
we will be looking at the same thing, because it's about delivery of the dividends of democracy and doing your job very well. Whether we are many or not, we'll still arrive at the same thing. The thing is that when people are disadvantaged in some aspect, they tend to suggest the other, it still won't go in their favor, because these are the things that people will still look at. Are you an obedient servant? If the answer is no, forget whether you say they should do direct primaries or indirect primaries, it will still give the same result. What I would rather differ with my brother JAJ, he said whether they put something in fridge and all. No,
in a
no.
Economy.
I think that he is jumping the guns. Let me tell you, in all of this electionary process, at the end of the day, anybody who wins will say thank you by buying drinks to those who participated. It's not about what he's looking at. No, I will not say people don't spend money. These people who have come, they have spent their time, left their businesses. As you have won, the speeches are made.
They drink money in dollars.
Speeches are okay. Not drink money. Okay. Speeches are made to appreciate those who actually attended.
There's a pre-appreciation, then there's a post-appreciation.
There's no pre. There's no pre. Pre is all.
Are you sure you've been a delegate?
Excuse me. Let me tell you one thing.
Collins, are you sure you've been a delegate?
I'm a delegate even now. I'm an automatic delegate.
No pre.
No pre. The pre's are the meetings that are held to look at their qualities. Those are the pre. Meetings are held to look at the qualities.
So those monies that we see during the main event.
No, those are money for logistics now.
They give certain people, so you take your logistics.
Like when we went for Congress sometime, you'll be giving the Coke, Sprite, and then
honorable, you're talking on national radio,
well,
and people are listening. People are listening to you, you know. So
money does not exchange hands. I can tell you that.
But things exchange hands.
No, you entertain.
Soft drink only. Thank you, Collins. Thank God, Atebu says they determine those that represent the people, so they are very powerful and they can be lobbied by the aspirants contesting for various positions. What's up? Let me read a few messages there. Portions have turned. Krokrobor from D-Line says your guests are there recycling old electioneering promises instead of coming up with modern economic policies to move our country forward. If you watched a video that was circulating a few days ago, an aspirant was saying, forget all those on our theory. What are the delegates looking out for in a candidate, you ask? I want to contribute to what Honorable Collins Odu says. I say here, they should be able to assess and identify the problems in society and be able to identify capable candidates that can solve these problems for the people. So it starts with identifying problems of the people and goes on to elect capable hands. Alozie says, the impact of overdue influence is a major factor that has subjected so many delegates to act according to the directives of their principals who select them. In Nigeria, political opportunities, the principal decides what will happen, especially in party primaries elections conducted with delegates. Conclusively, Enoa, I'm a crusader of democratic transparency. If we must elect people who are hungry to give us needed change. We all desire Nigeria. Direct primary is the best approach. I agree with the doctor in the studio on the area. He says that the hands of delegates are tied, especially elected delegates. They tend to do the biddings of their political leaders, and also the issue of money. Williams Reason from Mbiama says most times the wishes of the people differ from that of the delegates. Nigeria will be better with option A for our delegates. Most times are bought over. Says in Nigeria, the political elites or delegates are not patriotic. They only think of their stomach. The opinion of the people or the opinions of the people don't matter to them. Andrew Sampson sent that in. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We'll have to draw the curtains here.
Thank you so much.
Our last comment.
I'm listening.
Okay. I want to ask Nigerians, development is a stage, and I think that on the pedestrian of development, it should have confidence in those who are ruling them. With time, we'll get there.
All right. With time. How much time do we have, though? Doctor?
For me, the time is now. The next 4 years is in our hands. Nigerians, everybody should come on stream and let's make the right decision.
All right. Would it then remain a case of he who pays the piper will detect the tune? My name is Eno Ogbevri. Thank you for your time. Continues live online at Nigerian4PH on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Good morning.